I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand. This episode is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. It's never an easy call with so many problems in the world to know where to direct the money that you donate when you want to help out in this world. But what I can tell you is that when you donate to CAMH, you're saving lives. We know about the opioid crisis. We know about the mental health crisis. They are doing the work. Help change mental health care forever. Your support will help CAMH build a future where no one is left behind. Donate at CAMH.ca/CanadaLand to help us treat addiction and build hope.
Hello?
Hey, Martin.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Pretty good. Really just trying to keep up.
Did you have coronavirus?
I think I may have had coronavirus. I definitely had, like, some of the typical mild symptoms. Muscle aches and extreme fatigue and slight fever. And probably most frighteningly, like chest pains for like a day. It might have been like just like everyone else. I was paranoid about a common cold or flu, but the chest pains were probably a giveaway.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Like, I think probably like a lot of people, I've had like a few days during this whole thing where I had like a sniffle or, you know, felt a little something, and then just the flood of anxiety that like washed over me as I played out every possible horrifying scenario of what might come next. And it didn't take much for me to go to a very dark place. So I can't imagine it was easy to actually get sick.
Honestly, I'm like a pretty feeble guy physically. So I totally thought that if I got COVID, I'd be doomed for sure. So I feel incredibly fortunate that I got a very mild version.
Where are you now? What does it look like where you are?
I'm in Montreal, my apartment in the Mile End. Looking out the window, there's actually a Hasidic Jewish man praying on his balcony. That's been one of the unexpected joys of the pandemic, has been like listening to Orthodox Jews just like singing and praying most nights, because they've had to resort to that with synagogues and yeshivas being closed.
I have really vivid memories when I lived in that neighborhood of during Sukkot and Passover Seders, just like they would give it, like they're having fun, you know, when they'd get together in a way that my family were, you know, sometimes we're going through the motions or whatever, but they're the songs, the prayers, like it was celebratory. Now that's all moved out onto balconies and it's like solo, I guess it's like.
It's solo, but there's like, I live on a street, Jean Mons in Montreal, which is one of the streets where there's a lot of Hasidic Jewish families. And so you basically kind of have this like staggered, like sing song all down the street, with almost kind of like an acapella effect unintentionally. And some of them sing really, really well. Some not so much, but it's definitely been a pleasure, like sometimes going for walks when it's happening and just like checking out who sings best on my street.
I wonder if it's rude to clap. Martin, what's the most abnormal thing that you've done today?
Well, I actually filed paperwork to become a bonds person for an undocumented Hungarian man who's currently imprisoned in one of the detention centers outside Montreal. As most of us now know, like prisons are just these horrible incubators of the virus. So migrant justice groups have been working overtime to help try to get people released. And the government is starting to become a bit more lenient about that. Though honestly, like I never thought I would be making very dubious case to the government that I'm a like responsible law abiding citizen who merits being a bonds person.
That qualifies. So is that like you paid someone's bond, or is that like you're a bounty hunter now?
Well, you put up some money and then you're supposed to like monitor that the person respects their conditions up until the point of apparently you're supposed to swear to the court that you will report to the Canadian Border Security Agency if they fail to meet those conditions. I mean, the whole thing's pretty absurd. Like the only reason he's imprisoned in the first place is because he like stole a few bags of groceries, you know? And there are tons of other undocumented people who are detained without any criminal charges whatsoever. So, you know, it's definitely like, if you want to understand how much of a fairy tale like Canadians' self-conception is, like you just need to look inside our prisons and our immigration detention system, which I think is happening for a lot more people now during this pandemic.
Yeah, and now especially, as you say, like being in any kind of prison situation, people who are convicted of nothing, it's like whatever you've been sentenced for or might, you know, be cleared for, you're also now sentenced to like high likelihood of contracting a very serious virus. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's a pretty selfless thing. What's a selfish thing that you've done lately? What's the most selfish thing?
I felt a little guilty that I didn't go get tested. Like, honestly, I couldn't stand the thought of like my brain being prodded by one of those like 6-inch Q-tips. So I just stayed home and quarantined. And so I'm probably responsible for like distorting Montreal's numbers, though they were already really terrible.
What is something that gave you pleasure today?
I don't know, maybe this is a bit too vanilla, but each day I like to check in with like the lilac tree that's in front of my apartment and see how its bloom is coming along. God, I like love lilacs so much, and we're almost in lilac season. And I mean, I don't know, is it just me or like, do as the years go by, do we all just become way more attentive to like such things? It's probably just like a register of my attachment to life and like my resistance to my accelerating decrepitude. But if you, I don't know, if you want something more like naughty, I don't know. My taste buds, like probably like a whole lot of other people's, went through this like total regression, certainly in the first few weeks. And I was like having these constant cravings for like candy that I ate when I was like 10 years old, like sour gummy worms and fuzzy peaches and strawberry marshmallows. I was just like gorging. So, and I'm someone who like never eats candy. So thankfully my cravings seem to have somewhat stabilized, but I'm definitely still like nibbling.
Okay, last question is, what is something that you think might never be the same after this?
Good question. I think a whole lot could change for the better politically, but nothing is guaranteed. And I think so much depends on how well, you know, we organize ourselves during this crisis. I think a lot depends on us. And I think like, for a lot of people, I think the veil's kind of been lifted and people are seeing more clearly than they ever have the kind of brutality of capitalism, you know, and the kind of contradictions of our social order, like the fact that, you know, we have an economy that's organized around profit making and treating so many lives as disposable, you know, even when, or even especially when they're doing like the most vital labor of taking care of people, you know, nurses, grocers, garbage men, delivery people. And I think unlike previous moments of crisis, like certainly 10 years ago with the financial crisis, I think there's like a lot of really bold ideas on the table right now as well, like the Green New Deal. So I think it's definitely a moment to fight as hard as we can for those. And I see a lot of people radicalizing. Like, for instance, my dad, who's a scientist, he's a liberal-minded, but like an totally apolitical guy. He told me that lately he's been like devouring Noam Chomsky videos. So, I don't know.
That's the outcome. How many years work did you put into that?
I honestly haven't put that much work into it. So, you know, there's time for you too, Jesse. like, it's a good time for, you know, Canada's foremost media critic to brush up on manufacturing consent or other Chomsky classics.
All right. I'll wait to see if the curve spikes again in the fall. Martin, glad to hear you're feeling better. Thanks for talking.
Thanks so much, man. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.